another minority counterpoint program. This is your hostess, Gwen Blackburn. This morning, we are going to, and for the next couple of weeks, I think, we're going to be talking a little bit about substance abuse with different people who are involved in helping to do something about substance abuse. This morning, my guest is Dr. Keith Cantor, and he, I believe, is somewhere down there in Atlanta. And he is going to help us understand about substance abuse and addiction and how to prevent relapse. And I don't know a lot about how or what he does, because I don't know a lot about this drug situation. However, he is on the other end of the phone. Good morning, Dr. Cantor, and welcome to Minority Counterpoint.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, Gwen. I appreciate it.
Let me just begin by asking you, you have an organization called NAMED. What does the... It's acronym for something.
Yes. NAMED program stands for Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking. So you can see why I call it NAMED. But what we did is we were asked by some very, very high-end clinics to come up with a program. And eventually we were able to get a copyrighted trademark and patented, where we were able to use nutrition to increase the successful withdrawal rate from drugs and alcohol, which we all know is an epidemic in this country, and to decrease the relapse rate. Because right now, on average in the United States, the successful withdrawal rate from drugs and alcohol for people who go through a program is slightly less than 15%. And in some places, it's even less than that. And which means we have over an 85% relapse rate. And right now, we have about 30 million people that are addicted to drugs or alcohol in the United States. So it is a huge epidemic. And our program tries to, or does lower that, and we're slowly spreading throughout the addiction clinics throughout the United States, and we just started beta testing for the outpatient clinics. Right now we just do inpatient clinics, but I'll be happy to explain the concept behind it for you whenever you're ready.
Yeah, you need to do that for us, because I don't know how many people have heard about NAMED and how it works. We hear about the different programs that drug addicts can go through, and in-house mainly, that seems to, work. But you're saying something different, and I don't know that we have heard much about it, or maybe you know.
Okay, well, let me try to explain. In the inpatient treatment centers, where the people sleep over for 30 or 60 or 90 days, they don't have they're kept away from the drugs, which is very good. Most of those places have therapists, and psychiatrists and psychologists, which is very good for them. Most of them even have some type of exercise, and most of them have some type of good nutrition program, because they feed them there. All that is very helpful. But the problem that that a lot of them have, and the reason why the success rate is so low, is if they don't get to the core of the problem, the psychological problem, which is what the therapist does, which I don't do, the physical problem really isn't being solved. Because what we do is we keep them away from the drug or the alcohol, which is good. But the thing that gives us the urges for the drugs or alcohol are called opiate receptors.
Okay.
And everybody has them, and they're just clusters of cells that we're born with, that are in our brain, that are in our go down our spinal cord, and in our gastrointestinal tract. When these opiate receptors are stimulated, they release chemicals. These chemicals give us urges. And all the urges that we have, that humans have, except for sex, comes from the opiate receptors. So what happens in these clinics is the people aren't having the drugs or alcohol, which is good, so they're not stimulating the opiate receptors with the drugs or alcohol. Unfortunately, there's several other things that stimulate the opiate receptors. Sugar is the biggest one. That's why you see a lot of people when they're trying to come off of drugs or alcohol, they're just scoffing down junk food and candy and things of that nature. So they're transferring the addiction from the drugs or alcohol to, in that case, sugar. And that's the same thing with several other products, like gluten, which is wheat products, stimulates the opiate receptors. Most dairy products stimulate the opiate receptors. Sugar substitutes, except for stevia, do it. So what we had to do was come up with menus that do not stimulate the opiate receptors. This way, when they're in these clinics and they don't have the drug, and they also do not stimulate the opiate receptors, they have a much better chance, approximately double from what the initial research shows, of having a successful withdrawal rate. Otherwise, what happens, if they're still used to having the opiate receptor stimulated, and then they, after 30, 60, 90 days, go back to the same environment, if we didn't get rid of the psychological problem, it's way easier for them to fall back to it because they're used to having urges and they were just switching it from one thing to another. That's why if you ever go to a AA meeting or an NA meeting, you'll see that the percentage of people that smoke cigarettes is like 80%. I mean, it's just massive because they switched one addiction for another.
So you're saying that smoking that cigarettes, then they switch to cigarettes, and that does that sort of relieve them of the whatever, the other addiction?
It doesn't relieve them of it, but they don't have access to the drugs, you have to remember. So what they're looking for is to get high. And when they get high, what happens, and I don't want to get too scientific for your audience, but what happens is the level of dopamine goes up and down. And that's what gives them the highs and the lows from the drugs or alcohol. Well, you get that same thing from sugar and from other things where you're getting a high and a low. And we've all heard of sugar spikes or insulin spikes and highs and lows. And several other foods do that. So what the NAME program does is two things. The main thing is we make sure that none of the foods in our diets, in our menus, which are all pretty regular foods, but none of them stimulate the opiate receptors.
Now, so, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, you can interrupt me.
You see in the news, or we see in the news very often, talking about opiates, and we thought, or at least I did and some of my friends, we thought opiates, that was another drug like heroin.
It is. Opium is a drug, and there's drugs that contain opium, like morphine and methadone and things of that, heroin, those are opiates. But we have in our body actual cells that are called opiate receptors. Opium or opiates stimulate them. But what we found through research is so do other things. That's why I'm sure you've seen articles or read articles where it says sugar is more addicting than, let's say, cocaine. Because our body gets used to it, and it gets used to the highs and lows. So what my program does, or the named program does, is to make sure we do not stimulate the opiate receptors at all. The people aren't allowed to have drugs or alcohol when they're in these facilities, and we make sure that the menu that they have doesn't stimulate it. This way, when they go home after 30, 60, or 90 days, the chances of them relapsing are less, because I actually give them the menus for free once they leave the facilities to try to keep them on that. And if we could get them to increase their self-esteem because they're working out, they're walking a little further, they feel like they're feeling better, they're looking better, their skin clears up, and they're getting their self-esteem from that instead of from drugs or alcohol, it has a much better chance of lasting and not relapsing. And that's why I let them continue to use the menus after they leave the program for free.
What I'm understanding then is you work with some of the people who may be in a program, a 30, 60, 90-day program. You go actually go in and work with them there and get them started on a different nutrition or whatever?
Yes. Well, it's easier because of the internet and everything. But I work with the people who own the clinics, and I set them up, and I give them the menus and the recipes that the people need. And, you know, I have it for 365 days a year, 5 meals a day, 3 regular meals and 2 snacks that do not stimulate the opiate receptors. The other thing we do, and I'll throw this in real quick, is everybody who's addicted in the United States has what's called inflammation. And I don't mean a sprained ankle. I mean they have swelling in their gastrointestinal tract because their diets are too acidic. And that inflammation does lots of things, like it hurts if you have arthritis, if you have Crohn's disease, if you have fibromyalgia. But what it also does is it throws off your insulin mechanism. So we raise the pH through our diets and through water to get rid of that inflammation because we want the insulin mechanism to work so the sugar content is normal and they don't have the highs and lows, and that also helps not stimulate the opiate receptors, and that also helps lower the relapse rate and increase the successful withdrawal rate.
Well, this has been very interesting, and this is also a good place for us to take a break and tell our listeners that you are tuned to Minority Counterpoint. We are talking with Dr. Keith Cantor, and we're talking about drugs, trying to get people off of drugs, sort of, and what he does, and he has a program that he's involved with called Named, and as soon as we come back, he's going to tell us more about it, and exactly how that it helps people who are on drugs. So stay tuned, we're going to come right back. I hope we're getting into the things you want to talk about.
Yeah, well, you know, it's really a simple program. As a matter of fact, I had it, it was internationally reviewed by an international journal that's peer-reviewed, and one of the things they said is that the science is so simple, they're just amazed that I was able to get it patented. I said, sometimes it's better to be lucky than smart, but as long as it works, that's the important part of the program.
Okay, I just need to get set up again. Of younger people across the country are losing their lives, and their parents are losing them to this drug epidemic, as I call it anyhow. And sometimes we have the program, and people put their kids in a program that's good for 30, 60, 90 days to take them off of, to get them cleared up from the drugs. Well, maybe that doesn't always work if there isn't something else that goes along with it. And I was fortunate enough to find this, to be introduced to this doctor, Dr. Keith Cantor, who, along with, I think, other people, have an organization called Named. Okay. And he's telling us about how this substance, about the substance abuse and addiction and all that, and how that, what he does is, I believe, preventing the relapse once they come or have been through a program. The relapse rate, I think I understood it to be 80%.
85%,
and so he's going to talk more about how to stop the drug use. So, Keith, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk, because obviously I don't know a lot about it.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's not just drugs. It's drugs and alcohol. Alcohol is probably, if you just load it to the, isolated all the drugs, that's probably the biggest drug is alcohol. So it's drugs and alcohol. But there's approximately 30 million addicts in the United States, which is a lot. You know, if you take, get rid of the babies and the people that are like extremely old, you're talking about 10% of the population. That's huge. And if you think of the amount of deaths, which I believe is about 45,000 a year, that's more than car crashes or almost any other type of accidents, gun shootings, anything like that, except for some major diseases. And, you know, addiction is a disease. So what the NAME program does, like we said in the first part, is what we try to do is increase the successful withdrawal rate from drugs and alcohol through the clinics. Right now we're doing it with inpatient clinics where they sleep over. We're just starting to do it with outpatient. As I mentioned to you, we just started a beta test, and we believe that'll work. But what we do is make sure that the opiate receptors, which everybody has, which is what gives us our urges, and like I said at the beginning, all of our urges come from the opiate receptors except for sex. They come from a different area. And it's good to keep the people off the drugs or alcohol for the 30 or 60 or 90 days. But if all they're doing is switching from one type of drug to something else that gives them a similar stimulation and keeps the opiate receptors stimulated, it's much easier for them to go back on the initial drug when they go back to their environment. But if we could keep them off of the drugs and not have the opiate receptors stimulated for that period of time, and then still give them the diets and the higher pH diets and water to get rid of the inflammation, which helps their insulin mechanism, which also helps not stimulate the opiate receptors because of how it affects sugar, that increases the rate. And what our initial results show, although this isn't hard numbers that, you know, you would give to the government, but it's been going from slightly below 15% to approximately 30% in our initial results. And some of that is because the people are excited about it, they feel better, and that's the real idea. There's always therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists involved in these clinics. There's always better food, which is, all of that's important. Even amino acid therapy isn't important. But our concept is to make sure we don't stimulate the opiate receptors and we get rid of the inflammation, which indirectly stimulates the opiate receptors because of how it affects insulin. And if we do that, the chances of falling back into it are reduced. Not as much as I would like, and I'm going to keep working until somehow we can get it closer to 100%, but if we could double it at the beginning, that's a good place to start.
Now, Keith, when you talk about insulin, are you talking about the kind of insulin that diabetics insulin.
Yes, but we have that in our body. We have insulin, you know, that's normally produced. And when you have inflammation because of the way we eat, which is too acidic, it causes inflammation. It causes swelling, internal swelling, which makes things like our joints hurt, arthritis, Crohn's disease. But it also makes the insulin mechanism within our bodies not work. Insulin in our bodies controls our sugar. And when the insulin mechanism isn't working, it either gives us cravings for more sugar, which will stimulate those opiate receptors, or it'll stop it, and it'll tell the cells in the body to drop all the sugar that it has, because it thinks it needs energy, and that'll stimulate the opiate receptors. So it's the same type of insulin that people that have diabetes type 1 have to take, but that's in our bodies normally. And what I'm trying to do is, by getting rid of the inflammation, is make that system work properly so it doesn't throw the sugar off. Because it's those sugar highs and lows is what imitates drugs. And that's why they say sugar is so addictive. This is definitely a sugar epidemic in the country. That's why we have a diabetes epidemic in the country. Well, all you have to do is go to the website. Everything on the website is free, except for they can even get a free week's worth of menus on it. And it's just namedprogram.com. N-A-M-E-D program.com. And they can learn all about it there. But we don't sell to individuals, so any of the stuff that's there to be sold, the actual program, the clinics do that, and they get a code for it so they could get access to all the menus. But an individual could look at it, understand the concept, see the research, go through the blog, see that it's been endorsed by every major addiction expert out there, including, you know, Dr. Ken Bloom, who discovered the addiction gene, you know, all the pretty famous people. It's been peer reviewed in the International Nutritional Science and Food Technology Journal, so it's well known, and they could get a free week's worth of menus to get the idea. But there's nothing on there for an individual to buy, so everything that they would see is free, and I think they'd like the site. And they could also always go to the DR for Dr. KeithCantor.com site, because I am a nutritional scientist. I do things for other you know, food disorders and nutritional problems also, and that's all free. There's nothing there to buy at all.
So, named, though, I was asking or wondering, how long has your organization, the organization, been approved or whatever and been out there for people to learn more about, or the, not just people, but the clinics more?
Okay. For the clinics, it's been around about 8 months, because that's when I got the patent.
Okay.
The science and myself have been around for, you know, a long time, you know, 10 years, working on nutritional science, working with the USDA, working with Congress on different areas of healthcare and things of that nature. But the specific, which really is the patent, I guess, what you're talking about, or the copyright or the trademark, that's 8 months old.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering how, where are you, well, I shouldn't say where are you located, but how do people around the country know about, in the clinics around the country that are working with addicts, how would they know about you?
Well, I'm written up. If you go to my site and you look in the blog, you'll see I'm written up in every major magazine that's out there. I was just interviewed by Psychology Today. I was just interviewed by Addiction Professional, which both those magazines go to all the clinics. There are lots of radio shows, a few TV shows, many magazines. We do some marketing, but not much, because I'm trying to keep the cost real low, which I have done. And through word of mouth, and I speak sometimes at the gatherings that they have for the conventions, or I'll go to different clinics and speak, and I have press releases and things of that nature. But they should be able to get it from the regular media, or, you know, just like your show now, they'll go to Name Program and they'll do it, or give them a number to call, they'll call me and I'll explain it to them.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's, well, I think it's all over the country, but we have been losing so many young people in particular to drugs.
Oh.
The
it's not just around the heroin epidemic. Heroin use increased 400% over the last 3 years. And that's because it's so cheap. It used to be expensive. Now, for some reason, it's very inexpensive, so it's trying to take the place of OxyContin because it's the prescription drugs that were got real big for a while. Then those got too expensive, so it went back to heroin, which is less expensive now.
And we're losing an awful lot, I know, in our area, and as you said, around the country. We're losing so many young people because it is so inexpensive, and so... I don't know if they die. They may die before they get a chance to go into a clinic for the program. But if they were to go into one of these 30, 60, 90-day programs, would that program contact named to...
Yes, what I'm trying to do is over time get in touch with all the clinics. More and more of them are doing it. You know, I'm sponsored by one of the best ones out there, five-star rehabilitation centers. The word is getting out there. And like I said, if you look at my blog, you'll see all the major experts, all the major magazines are all, for lack of a better word, endorsing the program. So the word's getting out there. Never as quick as we want, but quicker than most people thought possible. So we'll be out there, and they can find out about it pretty easy.
Now, we have about a minute and a half left. What would you like to leave our listeners with?
Just if you have a problem, don't be ashamed. It's nothing you did. You know, addiction is a disease. As a matter of fact, I work with NAMI, the National Association on Mental Illness, and they consider addiction a mental illness. It's covered by most insurances. Treat it like a disease and go get help for it, and it can be fixed. If a person really wants to, they're really motivated, there's an extremely high chance of them being able to fix the problem.
Oh, okay. And again, your website is what?
Named, NAMED, program, PROGRAM.com.
Okay. Well, this has been very informative. I hope that we have a lot of people out there that have been listening, have taken down the information, and will get in touch, go on the website. Take a look at it, see how you can help others.
So, okay, if I can help at all or if you need anything, feel free to give me a call.
Okay, thank you so much, and you have a good day.
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.